Hello again. So happy you're here to join us for today's inspiration on the Christian Science Daily Lift. Sharing with us is Sandra Sines. She's from San Diego, California.
As I sat in my fold-out canvas chair with my bare feet in the grass, I was watching a little boy riding his little pink electric car. As I often do, I'd gone to relax at the end of my day and watch the sunset while listening to some podcasts produced by the Christian Science Publishing Society. Over 30 minutes went by while I observed this little boy, whose name was Max. He would accelerate in his little electric car and then eventually reach the end of the path, pick up the car, go back to where he started, and do the exact same thing over and over again, even as his mother kept encouraging him to try a new path. It was hilarious. But before I knew it, the sun was almost setting, and I realized I had been so captivated by Max that I hadn't been listening to my Christian Science podcast. Maybe there was a message in this. Something here for me to learn. Although I'd come here to listen to spiritual ideas, maybe today's inspiration was right in front of me. I realized Max was reminding me of all the times we're going round and round in life, maybe on autopilot, not trying out new directions, not listening to spiritual guidance where we could learn new lessons. In Science and Health, with Key to the Scriptures, Mary Baker Eddy speaks of how new perspectives can help us develop spiritually. She says, "As mortals gain more correct views of God and man, multitudinous objects of creation, which before were invisible, will become visible." All of a sudden, the message of Max and his little pink car became visible to me. I realized I could open up to new ways God is always communicating to me. And that's what I learned that day in the park. Spiritual messages are everywhere, even where we least expect them.
Want to share your inspiration as a daily lift? We'd love to hear from you. Go to christianscience.com/dailylift to submit your contribution. Have an awesome day. This podcast is produced by the First Church of Christ Scientist in Boston, Massachusetts, USA. Copyright 2026.